You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
And welcome, everybody. I am so glad. I am so glad that you are here and you have made the conscious, wonderful decision to join me for another session of your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael L. Mosley out of Atlanta, Georgia. And you all, I am excited because I have some callers already in queue and they are waiting to ask me their question. They are waiting to get divine insight that may help them in their issues and their situation. So listen, you want to get ready. Yeah, if you have a question and if you want to be on one of our pre-recorded, because this is a recorded live show, and it is, it's being recorded live. Y'all remember them TV shows that at the end of the show they says this show was recorded live before a live studio audience, something like that. Well, this is just like that. We're recording live, and if you want to get the notification whenever I'm doing a live show, all you have to do is text the word LOA to 40691. That's it. Text the word LOA to 40691 and you too will be alerted as to when I'm doing a live show. You know, at the time of this recording, time just changed. Now, I think I heard that they are going to change that next year. I think I saw a Facebook post, but you know, you can't believe everything in social media. But I believe they said that they're going to do away with the changing of the time. I don't know. But they just go keep it. And that's the way it is in Hawaii. I learned that my son is there, and I found out that they don't change time in Hawaii. It is whatever it is, 24/7, 365 days of the year. So I thought that was interesting. But listen, you know, one thing with the time change, sometimes we have to realize that we got to get with the time. We have to get with the time. We have to bring forth change. We have to realign ourselves. We have to reorder ourselves, readjust ourselves. And so I'm curious as to how are you doing with the time change? I think I want to ask one or two that question on today. How have you been doing with the time change? But listen, you don't want to go anywhere. In fact, you want to turn your headsets up because I have callers already in queue and I am ready to use my prophetic ability to give you the spiritual insight that you are looking for that will better your life and cause you to attract, to manifest the goals of your heart. Don't you go anywhere because I'm coming right back and I am going to share some powerful information with you. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. You in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. That's the workout music right there. That's the workout music. I am so grateful that you have decided to tune in to your spiritual GPS to success, no matter what road, what route you may take. I just believe that you can still reach your goal, your destinated goal of success, whatever that may be, because everybody's level or destination of success is different. Sometimes you feel like if I just went on a trip to Dubai and had a great time, a wonderful time. Oh, but coming back, it was 14 hours from Dubai to New York. Oh, if I could just make it back to New York. I wasn't concerned about Atlanta at that time. It was just that plane ride was 14 hours. 14 hours. Good God. Oh, I was ready for my destination of New York at that time. Just get this plane to New York. And you know what? We made it. And you know what else? I want to encourage you to know you will make it too. Listen, let me go to the line. I believe we are ready. What they say, we're ready to rock and roll. So I'm going to talk to Joan. Joan, how are you doing on today?
I'm good, Michael. I'm glad to hear from you.
Oh, like what? Now, I'm just so glad. That is so sweet. It really is. You know, some people are like, oh, Lord, here you go again. You don't want to hear from certain people. But I'm very honored, Joan, that you are honored to hear from me. Now, Joan, tell us where you're calling me from.
I'm calling from Corkdale, Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's right. That's because I remember you sent me a beautiful picture. I remember that.
Yes, yes.
Yes, and I still have it. I still have it. Oh. Joan, how are you adjusting to the new time change?
Actually, I love it, Michael. It makes me feel, I don't know, lighter and happier. I'm really enjoying it.
Wow. You know what that, now I do, I like the more daylight at night. You know, I do like 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock is still daylight. So I do kind of enjoy that. It wakes me up a little bit more because when it starts getting dark, it's time to go to bed. So I guess I'm like the kids. Mm-hmm. The more light, it just kind of perks you up a little bit. But Joan, what is your one question I can look into for you on today?
Okay, Michael, I've always had abandonment issues from my youth.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering why, like right now, it's really getting stronger. I mean, it's always there, but lately it's really full force, abandonment, thinking, feeling kind of thing going on.
Okay. So right now, and is you're telling me it's more intense now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And so tell me, what is your question regarding that?
Boy, how can I stop like obsessively thinking about it and feeling it?
Now, this has been some times that has been going on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, one thing I have to tell you is you're going to need what is called therapy. Please don't be afraid of that, but it's going to require therapy because it's been a pattern. You can overcome this. But when it comes right now, take it simple steps. Make the determination in your mind, I'm going to get past this. That's the first thing I need you to do, is just make a simple, conscious decision. I am getting past this. And I know it sounds kind of blasé, but take it one moment at a time. I want to encourage you. I share this with some of my clients. Get have a go-to kit where it's something you can go to, certain music you can go to, certain TV shows that you can go to that will kind of lift you out of that and make a conscious decision that I am going to listen to this or I'm going to watch this. Get into that habit of having a go-to kit and go there. It's like some things, I have certain songs on my phone that I will listen to that will cause me to come out of that that little, if you want to say funk, or sometimes that little blasé time. There are certain videos that I watch on YouTube that are motivational for me. And even though at the beginning, I may not really be getting it, but as I keep going, it will get into my subconscious and it allows me to get out of that that down feeling. So make a conscious decision to say, I'm going for this. I'm getting past this. And keep in mind to please start seeing somebody for a therapeutic situation or a therapy session, because it's going to take some time. But right now, if you can just make it through the moment, make it through that moment, then you're doing really, really good. Okay. Also, please keep this in mind. You have a wonderful gifting or a wonderful talent. Maybe if it's drawing, maybe if it's painting, maybe if it's shopping or reading. Now, you got to be careful of shopping because you don't want to spend all your money. But I encourage you, go into your talent. Use your talent.
Okay.
Use your talent at that point, because it's a way of expressing yourself. And it allows you to express what you're feeling. And it causes you to get it out. to get past that moment. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
Does that make sense to you, Joan? Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Well,
I was thinking of going to therapy, and I'm glad you confirmed it.
Yes. Yes, by all means.
Okay.
I would definitely, because of the severity of it, and it's been going on a while, so it has been a pattern. You know, it's easy to quit smoking if you just started maybe last week. But if you've been smoking for, let's say, maybe some months and years, then it's going to require a little bit more of a concentrated effort of therapy. So because this has been going on a little bit more than just a day or two, no, this has been a consistent pattern that has been happening in your life for years, then it's something we need to talk it out. We need to deal with it, okay? And even those issues are what triggers these issues. And that is what you will unfold and discover in therapy. Okay?
Okay.
Well, blessings to you, Joan. Now keep me posted on your success, okay?
I will. Thanks a lot, Michael. I really appreciate you.
You are more than welcome, Joan. And it's good to hear from you again too, my dear. Listen, everybody, you tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Within your hands, created everything I am. You taught me how to live again.
Only you cared when I needed a friend.
You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley, and I am so happy to be here, and I'm grateful that you decided to tune in to another session of your spiritual GPS to success. And I want it to be understood that God, the divine, really wants you to achieve your goal. He really wants you to be successful. So, in line of that, let me go to my next caller. I'm talking to Eileen. Eileen, how are you doing on today?
I'm great, thank you. How are you, Dr. Mosley?
I'm doing good, and I really am. I'm doing good. I have a little bit of, what is that, the allergies, you know, the allergies, the pollen getting into the air. So, but I'm going to make it through it. I promise you I'm going to make it through it. But Eileen, how are you doing with the time change?
Oh, I love it. I hope it stays like this.
Yeah, it is really. But we all know it really is nature, you know, because after, and I really realized this, it's in December, after winter solstice. And this year, I really paid attention. In December, the week leading up to Christmas, it gets darker earlier. And that I never really paid attention to that. I taught the class last year, and I said, this year I'm going to pay attention. And sure enough, it did. And then after winter solstice, that's when it started getting lighter more and more. And so here we are today, and I love it. I like looking outside at 7 o'clock in the evening, and it's still daylight. Woo, that's the time to really, really go outside and play it in. That's when I can really play.
Right.
But Eileen, what is that one question I can address for you, my dear?
Okay, it's a big one. Okay, I want to know if I'm ever going to find the love of my life, my soulmate, and get married again.
I do feel yes. But I do feel again, and this is, I guess, almost like a theme that's going on. It is a process. It is a process. Now, I do feel that you will, hands down. I really do feel. And I have to be very careful when I make that statement, because I try to let people and clients know all things are really possible. That is true. But are you going to be receptive of that and focusing on really what do you want? Yes, you can get married. Yes, you can fall in love. But you want to open your heart to do that. I have to say, I still feel there's a little bit of reservation there from you. There's still a little bit of reservation. And I need you to kind of just let go of the reservation. How do we do that? Again, like I just told Joan, one moment at a time. Open your heart for love. Investigate it. Look into it. Really see what are the opportunities out there. And it's not the way, nobody called me. It's okay. For you, it's the energy. Do what you love to do. Start having fun with you. And as you start having fun with you, you will attract more fun. I do feel the mistake that some people make when it comes to relationship is they're looking for somebody to have fun with, or they're looking for somebody to do fun things with, or they looking for this person to cause them to have fun. No,
no,
you have fun. Go party hardy. Go have a great time. Go and twerk it and back that thing up, you know, and do all of that. You become more attractive, and you right. attract what you are reflecting.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It does. It does.
So, and, yeah, let's go yeah. free yourself and let's welcome the fun in. And thereby, we are welcoming the relationship in.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Does that sure. make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So I yes. need you to open your heart, open your mind, do some things that are different, that are exciting, that are wonderful, and just really let loose. Let Elaine just be loose and free to enjoy. I promise you, you're going to attract someone into your life, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Eileen. I appreciate you so much
you
for
too.
Calling in. And listen, everybody, you know what? I forgot to tell you. You can schedule your own personal private session with me. Yeah, you can. All you got to do is text the word reading to 40691. That's it. Now, please use the code word. What is the code word? Success. If you use that code word, you get a 50% discount. Yeah, 50% off. Wow. So I tell you what, use that code word. I need to double check. Is it 50% or $50? You know what? I'm going to do this. For this week, I'm telling you, we're going to do 50%. How about that? This week, I'm going to do 50%. So I want you, especially if you get that hour session, I'm going to do 50%. I believe that divine is telling me to do that. So let's make it a March Madness issue. As I know it's not on my script, but we're going to do it anyway. That's the power that I have. Listen. Don't you go anywhere. I'm coming right back, and I got some more people that are waiting to talk to me. So remember, all you got to do is text the word reading to 40691. And if you get that hour session, use that code word success and get it for 50% off. How about that? In tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And you know what I am? I'm a prophet. Some refer to me as psychic. It doesn't bother me. I am a spiritual teacher. I am a preacher. All of that good stuff. And I enjoy helping others to achieve their goals of success. I believe if God gave you an idea, I believe he gives you the means to bring it to pass. Sometimes we just need someone to motivate us to keep us on task. How about that? You know what? I'm going back to the phone line and I'm talking to, I believe it's Marie. Marie, how are you doing?
I'm great, Dr. Mosley. Thank you for talking to me today.
Oh, it's a joy. And you're calling me from, what is it? Florida?
Naples, Naples, Florida.
Naples, Florida. I think yes. I've been down there. It was, I think it was Naples. It was somewhere in Florida. We went to a beach resort, my wife and I. And now that you mention it, yes, I can't remember. It was a certain name of a beach that I went down there for. But yes, I had a great time there in Florida. But how are you doing with the time change there in Florida?
I love it. I love it. I hope they do not ever change it there. Because I like playing at night like you do.
Yes. Isn't it wonderful?
Yes.
It really is a lot of fun. Well, Marie, what is that question that I can address for you on today?
Okay. I'm hoping you can tell me about my love life. If there's somebody you see in my love life.
Okay. Love is in the air. Love. I feel, now to be honest, I don't see. Now that doesn't mean it cannot be, because I have to go a little bit further. But as of right now, I don't see. And I'm going to tell you why I don't see, because I'm getting a block. One thing that I do feel is that it is your desire. And it's not here yet, but I need that desire to be intensified that it can attract. I'm getting a picture of like a person that's going out fishing. And sometimes if you're not catching certain fish, I realize this, that they will change the bait or they'll change something or even change the area. But now if you change, that means if I go from this part of the lake to this part of the lake, that means I am really expecting to receive something. I'm not giving up on that. So now this is what I feel for you. I feel like you are in the position of fishing, but now I need you to increase your expectancy. I need you to change the bait. Now, what is the bait? It's not your body. It is your mindset. It is the way you think. For sometimes you feel people judge you. This is what I think we all deal with judgment issues. But for some reason, I don't know what it is, but about your past relationships, you felt that they judged you too much and they did not really hear you, or maybe you did not effectively communicate yourself to them, which caused them to judge you prematurely. It's a judgment issue that I know they may not like this about me, or I know I'm going to have some issues with this about me. No, you're not. There's somebody ready to accept you just the way you are, but it's that judgment issue that is causing a block. Now, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
So please understand, I don't know who you are right now. I don't see you, but I do feel that you are an attractive woman, and God is going, he already has someone there, but they're just not in your vicinity. We got to get rid of that judgment, and soon the fish are coming towards that bait. Soon you will start to see more interaction with people that you will cater or that you will like. Okay. So I do feel that love is waiting for you. It's just not here right now. Let's attract it in. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome, my dear Marie. You be blessed. And listen, let me see if I can go to, I believe it's Crystal. Crystal. Let's see if I can find Crystal on here and talk to Crystal. Crystal, are you there?
I am.
How are you doing, Crystal?
Oh, I'm always better when I get to talk to you, Dr. Mosby.
Oh, you are very kind. Just kind. You done made my evening. Now, Crystal, you doing, evidently, you doing really good with the time change.
I love the time change, but I love spring. So I'm always more motivated during springtime.
Good for you. Good. And so therefore, you're going to do more in this spring. Are you a writer?
I am. Well, I'm working on it.
Okay. So that's what I was getting ready to really say, and I cut myself off. Like, you need to write. You need to really write. That's what I'm really right. hearing. All you right. need to really right. write.
I've been working on a lot of chapters, and I just kind of really need to sit down and like finish doing it. But I have been energetically doing it first, but I've been a little blocked. I know I have been.
Yeah, let's get to that. Yeah, do some more writing. I really do feel that it would be very beneficial to you. as well.
Yeah, I know it will, because that's where I see the only thing that I really want to keep doing is what I keep coming back to is writing. So
yeah,
no, I see that. So thank you. I needed to hear that. I really did.
So now what is that question I can address for you?
So I really have been wanting to move, and I was just wanting to know what if you'd see anything there.
You really want to move?
Yeah.
Okay. I believe it is there for you to move. I just got to work through the issues surrounding the move. It's like the good that you want to move, and that's not a problem. It's the issues around the move, surrounding it. For instance, it's why you're moving. Why is it for enjoyment, or is it to get away from something?
Enjoyment, but there's a little bit of getting away from something.
That's not a little bit. It's a lot of getting away from something. Now, I know what you're saying, but that's what how Spirit is giving it to me. It's like I really want to get away from this. And it's not, it may be minor to you, but it's major. You don't, maybe you don't realize how major it is. Okay? But is something that you do want to get away from. That's what you trying to say to me?
Well, it's just, it's my older kids. Like that's where you're like, where it's like, I want to break away from my older kids to give them some time. But it's like that major, like, how do I break away from my older kids?
It's major. It's major because that it, and it's a good major, but it's still a major issue. I want to get away, but you know, because it's a detachment and it's giving you entering, causing you to enter into a new phase of life. And sometimes going into a new phase of life can be exciting, but also it can be nerve wracking. So I do feel you're moving. I feel the great success of that move. So I would say go for it.
Okay. I just need to like somehow get over my anxiety over leaving my kids, I think. Like, it's just that, like, taking them, like, okay, I can do this, but it still is just, like, they're my babies, even though three of them are adults, but...
Yes.
I know I need... And I feel like we do need to have this break for just a little while. Like, just this little break.
Yes. Yes. And it would be very therapeutic for you as well. So...
Yeah.
I do encourage you. Go for it, okay?
Okay, thank you, Doctor.
You're more than welcome. Now, keep me posted on your success, okay?
Okay, well, and I'll go back to writing.
Please do. Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. You don't want to go anywhere. I have some more callers in queue, and I'm going to get to them, and we're going to continue. You know, somebody else, it's time for you to maybe move out and step out and to really trust the divine. You know, there is a great scripture in the Bible that says all things are possible to him that believe. If you believe you can do this, go for it. Go for it. Now, I know a lot of us don't want to go before time, but so many of us, we move too slow. You know, really, a lot of us move too slow. We got the what ifs and what ifs and what ifs. But right now, I believe it's time for you to really step out. Trust the divine. Let's move forward. Let's go. You got to keep up with the time. Time has changed, y'all. We got to keep up with it. Don't go anywhere. I got other callers in queue, and I'll be right back. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. tuned to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. And listen, don't forget now, schedule your reading. It is really a March Madness. Yes, it is. Because when you schedule that 1 hour session, you're going to get it for 50% off. I promise you that. So now listen, schedule that 1 hour reading with me for 50% off. But you got to use the code word success. Okay? You got to use the code word success. All right? So text the word reading to 40691. Go ahead on. Text the word reading to 40691. And when you're booking your section, or your session, I should say, make sure you use the code word success. All right. And you will get that particular session, that 1 hour session, for 50% off. How about it? Listen, I'm going back to the line, and I believe I'm getting ready to talk to Miss Lisa J. How you doing, Lisa J?
Great. Thank you.
Now, Lisa, where are you calling me from?
Chicago.
Ooh, Chicago. Is the weather starting to get warm up there now?
Yeah, it got over 60 degrees today.
Wow. Now, because there's no snow out there, right? Everything is melted, right?
Right.
Great. Ooh, now I can come. I can come to Chicago now. What can I do for you, Lisa? What is your one question that you have for me on today?
I'm contemplating changing careers to copywriting. And I'm trying to figure out if that would be a good path for me. What I really want is to be able to have work that I enjoy and to help people.
Okay. I do feel it is. However, I don't feel like it's coupled with something. I just don't know what the other thing is. It's like I feel like you're doing the copywriting, which is great, but I feel you're doing something else. So I don't know if you're using it to supplement income or maybe as a side business. But I have to tell you, I don't see it by itself. I feel like you got something else going with it. Are you a teacher?
No.
Okay, I do feel that you have an ability to teach, and I don't know what, but I do feel like you have an ability to teach, and I feel like an adult education. I don't know if people have this anymore. I haven't seen it in a long time, and it may be out there. But years ago, when I was in Houston, Texas, they used to have a little magazine that came out with these adult classes, you know, English for secondary learning or something like that, or second language, or how to make wine, how to make cheese, whatever. It was these classes. And now I know everything now is done on YouTube or Facebook or social media is what I'm trying to say. But I do feel that you have an ability to teach, to inspire, and to explain. So I would also like you to look at that. In addition to the copywriting, I do feel that you will be a very good, excellent teacher to explain maybe some things that you are really passionate about. Now, what is copywriting? What is that?
It's basically writing any type of business writing. It could be writing content for a website or a sales page, or it actually could involve helping explain things to people, you know, with regard to certain products or services.
Great. Have you been using this service? Have you been doing this already?
Well, I've been studying it a lot, but I haven't actually dipped my toes in yet because I am filled with a lot of self-doubt.
I was getting ready to tell you, you need to jump in this. And I really saw like your feet jumping in water. I really did. So this is something you really need to jump into. I do feel that you'll be very good at it. You'll be very, very good. And that's why I do also feel like the some kind of way I feel like you're going to be teaching as well. I do feel that. So jump into this. Really give it your all, because I really do feel like you are passionate about it. Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, and make sure you let me know. Send me, I may need your services right now, just me. So you know, for real, I'm just thinking about that right now. I may need you to write a sales page for me. So I want you to message me on my website, okay?
Okay, great.
Please do that, drmichaelmosley.com. And let me know, do that. You're very gifted. You really are. There's also some music in your background. Where is that? Who sings or who does something musically?
Oh, Bless you. I love to sing and play piano, and that was one of the reasons I wanted to switch careers, is because I used to be in the legal field and I just wanted more time to do things that I enjoy, like music.
Yes. Yeah. That's what the divine is telling me, that you really do like music. I just kept hearing all these musical instruments, and so that was my sign for music. So I do feel it is. I applaud you for doing the things that you love as well. I have to say that is fabulous. Please, by all means, jump into it. And let's prove what else you can do. Because I feel like you're very successful in whatever it is that you're doing now. But let's prove the success does not stop. You can also be successful in the copywriting, in the music, and doing things that you love. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Stay encouraged and make sure you message me. Okay?
Okay.
All right. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. Let's see if I can. I think I got a young lady named Sandra. So if I can find Sandra, where's Sandra's getting ready to
come? I'm here. Hello.
Hi, Sandra. How you doing?
Good. This is my first time tuning into your show.
Oh, well, thank you.
And I'm loving it.
Oh, thank you so much. Now, where are you calling me from, Sandra?
I'm calling from Michigan, the west side of Michigan, and like the previous caller, Lisa, we got 60-degree weather today, and the snow is gone.
Ooh, time to go to Michigan, too, because you know.
Yes.
Now, are you near Detroit?
No, I'm west. I'm closer to Lake Michigan.
Oh, you had the pretty, no, I'm about to say the pretty part.
Yeah, it is. But all of it is beautiful, but the west side is very beautiful.
It is. I have to say that. It really, really is. Oh, well, that is wonderful. So now, tell me, Sandra, what can I look into for you on today?
Well, I'm struggling with energy, my energy. Like, I'm fully retired, but I have ventures going on, but I can't seem to get up and get going with them and just, like, you know, it's hard to get out of bed, and I'm considering asking my doctor for an antidepressant. Maybe I just don't know. I'm just, you know, I get inspired, but I don't take action, and I don't lack self-confidence because I do it all. I'm a live streamer, and I do that and I enjoy it. But I'm like slow. I'm dragging. It feels like I'm carrying extra weight or something.
All right. I'm going to do what the old people would do years ago. They get a belt and say, now look at here, get out there and do what you need to do. You know, that's, but no, that's corporal punishment. But listen, I do feel, as soon as you started talking and said energy, I did feel a health related issue. So I am going to encourage you to go see your doctor. Okay. And it could be just maybe a deficiency on a certain vitamin that you may need, and something that will help the body, because I do feel that the body is going through a transmission, but it's really a transformation. The reason why I say transmission, because we're shifting gears here. So I do feel that. I do feel that. So it's just a shifting that is going on. But I would have to say, please keep in mind to go see your doctor. And with that, I do feel that is going to change. I do feel it's going to change. I think what I'm getting is that you need more, or what would be helpful is a greater fulfilling. That's the word I'm getting, a fulfilling. In other words, you keep pouring out, but you're not doing enough to fill up. Fill up. Mm-hmm. You're pouring out of the jar, out of the pitcher, but you're not getting enough to fill you back up. Now, you got the desires, but the motivation to do it, you're not filled up enough. And that may come with maybe attending a conference that you may be interested in. It may be that you need a vacation. It may be that you need something or some education or something that will fill you. It could be even fun. Going out to the movies with your girlfriends or whoever it may be, the man of your life or whoever, and just getting a chance to be filled up. to be rejuvenated, or we would say in church, to be revived. So this is what I feel for you. I do feel a medical issue, but I do feel that we need more of a fulfilling. You need to be filled. You need to be poured into. You need to be maybe even attending a class, because it's the idea of education that happens to me. When if I go to a class, I'm getting, I don't know how many ideas. Even it could be a whole different subject, but other things start popping in my head. And while the instructor is talking, I done got my notepad out taking notes on another whole subject. I'm taking notes on all together something different, but it can help to fill you. It could get those wheels turning again. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
So I do feel also, I don't know. Are you looking to move?
Not really. I mean, I was tossing it up, but no, not really.
Okay.
I'm keeping it on the plate if something drops in my lap.
Okay. Because that's what I'm hearing. It's like you're considering the idea of moving. And that's what I'm hearing. And I like that you be open, that you're open. If something comes through, good. So what I want to tell you is make sure, like the caller before, make sure you do what is pleasing to you. This is the tango that helps us to be full. It helps us to have that full feeling. So make sure you are really paying attention to what is satisfying you, doing what you love to do. It causes your energy to go higher. Okay.
Okay. Very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sandra. And I appreciate you for logging in or calling in. So I promise you greater things are happening for you. Okay. Now don't make me get my belt. Now I'll come up back. Don't you make me get my belt. You get on up from there and get what you need to do.
Okay.
Because you're fabulous. And I need to say that to you. You really, I don't know what all you do, but you really are fabulous. And that's what I hear. You really are. And you're a good researcher. You like to research is what I'm hearing. You're a good researcher to find out the facts about a situation, especially if you're passionate about it. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. It really does. Thank you. I appreciate you.
You're more than welcome. And just like Sandra, you are in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. Don't you go anywhere. I have more callers in queue. In fact, while you're waiting, why don't you go in and schedule your session right now? Text the word READING to 40691. And you too can schedule your one-on-one session with me, Dr. Mosley. I'll be right back, everybody. Tune in your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley, and I am just excited. I really am excited. You know, life really is amazing, and it really is good. And God, the divine, wants you to experience it. And I do feel that there is somebody right now that the divine is saying, hey, why don't you try this? Why don't you go for this? Don't be afraid to try different things. Don't be afraid to trust, as we say in church, to trust God. There is so many great opportunities for you. And this spring, since the time has changed, hey, why don't you try to do something different? Try maybe a different type of food. Why don't you just try? And let's see what happens with that, okay? Listen, don't go anywhere. I got more callers in queue. I'll be right back. Schedule your session with me. Text the word READING to 40691, okay? Again, text that word READING, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, and send it to 40691. Use the code word SUCCESS and schedule your one-hour session with me for 50% off. Yeah, don't wait. Do it right now. I'll be right back. are in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley out of Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm going back to the line. I believe I'm talking to Miss Dorothy. Dorothy, how are you doing on today?
I'm good. Thank you very much.
Now, Dorothy, where
are you
calling?
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're more than welcome, Dorothy.
Montreal.
Montreal, Canada?
Montreal, Quebec, Canada, yes.
Oh, my God. I went to Montreal, and I had the best time. Oh, my God, did I have a great time there in Montreal.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It was wonderful. I haven't thought about Montreal in so long. I need to call my wife and say, we need to book a flight out there. It was beautiful. A friend of mine got married out there, and it was just absolutely wonderful. Absolutely.
Yes, yes.
So now, Dorothy, what is that question I can look into for you on today?
So I'm concerned about what's going to happen or how can I plan better in 2022. And I'm entering my 80th year. Young.
Yay!
And I'm a little concerned what to do. I want to change things. I think when you're 80, you want some freedom.
Yes.
But I'm not having a direction, and I'm concerned a bit about my health. That's where I'm at.
Now, first of all, while you are talking, I'm getting a picture of a beach. I am getting a picture of a beach. I'm by the waters, and I could see a lady it may be basic, but it's a tan-colored outfit. And I'm looking at the sun is setting, and I'm just at this, I feel this lady at this beach, and just looking around, but the sun is setting. And it's very warm. It's not cold. It's very warm. So it's a sign of freedom that I am sensing. So I do want to encourage you to follow that freedom. Now, the reason why I'm seeing the beach is the beach, the water runs freely. It runs wherever it can go. It's going to go there. The sun is setting. That means it's time to really just relax. Sometime when the sun gets up, gearing up to go. But this picture that I'm looking at, the sun is setting. It's a relaxing time. So I would take that to say to you, where can you go that you can find relaxation and enjoyment? Mm-hmm. Where would that be?
So we do have a house at the beach in Boston, but it's only a summer house. But we look forward to that.
Yes.
So that's our beach place.
Yes.
Or in the mountains where I love to go, but it's COVID and the hotels are kind of iffy. But yes, I need that very badly.
So I really would say I do feel you going back into the regimen or the regime that you used to do. I do feel you at the beach house. I do feel, and it's crazy when you said the place in the mountains. Do you throw parties or gatherings there? Because I see a group of people there. Do you host like little gatherings with your friends or your family there?
Yes, because we have another family house in the mountains.
Okay.
In Montreal.
Oh, look at here. I need your. I need to be your cousin. I need to be your son or somebody. All these beautiful places that you own. That is absolutely wonderful. But I do see the gathering of people. So that telling me that you're going to go back into that area. Stop worrying about your health so much. I don't know why, but I don't know if it's your chest or your heart that may become a little bit of an issue every now and then. But I do feel that you breathe really well, and it's time for you to really just continue to enjoy. You're nowhere near dying. I don't feel that at all. So I really want to say, go back into that regime, the regimen of the consistent traveling, because it does help you. I feel like you've been, what is that? It's a word that we use, going stir crazy. You know, I think that you've been confined too long in one spot. I do feel that it's time for you to just move around. This is going to be a traveling year. And I do have to say that because I have to tell you, I see the mountains. I see the people with the parties. I see that gathering. I do see the sunset. I do see the beach. And I do see that personal commune time. Now, do you also, do anything with sewing or yarn work or crocheting?
Yes.
Okay, great.
I used to knit a lot.
Oh, wonderful. Ooh, I'm your new best friend. I'm gonna tell you that right now, Dorothy. I'm your new best friend. But
very good.
I want to encourage you. That will help you. And I just see a gathering. It could be the mountains again, but I see a gathering where you're showing people your work. It's like you're showing people your work, and your work is benefiting some children. So I don't know if you're doing something with children in a hospital something like a nonprofit organization, but I feel like you're selling it or auctioning it or something, but it's helping some children. You're on the right pathway, my dear. Keep going, okay?
Yes. Thank you so very much.
You're more than welcome, Dorothy. I appreciate you. And the next time you go to the beach house, I won't go. I promise I'll be good. Give my love to you and your family, and you enjoy your day, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Love you waited for the key to every door. It looks like heaven. Can't you see a little more further past the door? Starts to change. It's what I've seen before, and what I'm about to do no more. Stop now before it's too late. Never again, baby, will I ever trust your heart. I gave you
my... You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am. I'm Dr. Mosley, your spiritual life coach. Listen, I got time for one more caller. Yes. Ooh-wee. Okay, let's go. I believe I'm talking to Dawn. Dawn, how are you?
I am over the top amazing. All is well.
I'm going to have to remember that. I'm over the top amazing. Yes. Oh,
yep.
Well, Dawn, I'm glad to get you in. Now, Dawn, what is that one question I could answer for you?
One question, you know, all is going well career-wise, and I'm making some moves and changes. So I just want to get a sense of what's next.
What's next?
Because I feel like a lot's coming, and there's a lot going on with me, and can't put my finger on it, but I feel like it's all good.
You know what? I'm getting the picture of a motorcycle, and a lady that's riding a motorcycle dressed up in a beautiful leather outfit with a helmet. And so I'm getting that the motorcycle has stopped, and she's taking off the helmet, and she's shaking her head, letting her hair down. It's like, wow, I made it here. And it's a time to just let your hair down and breathe for a moment. And you're still on the motorcycle, and that's what I feel about you. It's like, enjoy the moment. Stop for just a second and enjoy the moment. You are on a wonderful journey. And it's time to just really see what you have accomplished and become even more excited about what is to come. There are different opportunities that are coming for you, really. One of those opportunities are in education, and that education is going to affect your career. And thirdly, I would say there is a new, and this is he's emphasizing this to me, a new love interest that is happening for you. So I don't know if you're married or what, but I have to tell you, there's a new love interest. So it may be something you need to watch out for or something you need to embrace. But I do feel that you're on the motorcycle. Motorcycle to me, and I'm not ever getting on one, I don't think I am. It represents freedom, adventure. You know, a motorcycle can get through traffic quicker than I can on my truck. So a motorcycle can just zoom on through. And I feel that this is a year that you're going to zoom through and really enjoy life. Okay? Does that make sense to you?
You know what? I'm looking forward to it. So I thank you.
And I want you, and I love what you just said. Just look forward. Look forward to it. This is a great time to welcome. And that's the key word. Welcome new adventures. Welcome new adventures. This is the year to do something new. And I feel that you're going to really do a great job at it. Okay? You got
okay.
me?
Okay. Thank you.
You're more than welcome, Dawn. And, I got to go. But, Dawn, welcome your family. I don't know why he sang that, but I have to tell you that, okay? Welcome your family. Now, that's going to make sense later, okay? Just kick that to the back burner. But, Dawn, keep me posted as to how you're doing, okay?
I do, and thank you.
You're more than welcome. Listen, everybody. Oh, is that time? It looked like we just got started, and boom, bam, here we go. It's time to go. I tell you, I encourage you to look and expect new opportunities this year. God has so many great things in store for you to really enjoy. Don't be afraid to enjoy life. Don't be afraid. I really need to say this to somebody. Don't allow COVID to stop the fun. We just got to readjust the fun. Maybe even to reinvent the fun. That's fun that is still there. We just got to see how can we have fun in the situation that we are in. And I do believe that things are coming down to a close. I just believe that. But no matter where we are, that's a scripture in the Bible that Paul made a statement. Wherever I am, I've learned to be content. And that's what I pray for you. Wherever you are, I'm learning to have fun. No matter where I am going to have me some fun, sure enough. Enjoy life. Happy springtime, everybody. And let's enjoy every flower. Enjoy the grass. Enjoy the greenery. Enjoy the pretty blue skies. Enjoy life. Well, you know what? I'm not out of words. I'm not out of love. But I am out of time. But you got to promise me that you're going to stay on your path. Your spiritual path. Your spiritual GPS to success. Blessings, everybody. I love you. I'll talk to you again next time.